Well, the atmospheric starts to PCP 491. It's me, P. Cogle. I hope you enjoyed that particular track. It was called "Don't Wait, Do Not Wake Me Up." The artist was called Canny Beat. They come out of Russia, but any more than that, I don't know. You can find them at vk.com, which of course is the Russian Facebook. Canny Beat, K-A-N-I-B-E-A-T. It's been a while, but there's been a reason for it. It's been a long struggle. For those of you that know, my father has been rather ill over the last couple of years, and I've been sort of going back and forth to my hometown on many occasions to sort of look after him and see how he was and check on the doctors and all that sort of stuff. Well, my father passed away a couple of weeks ago, and it was peaceful. It was peaceful, and he was ready to go, and in many ways, I'm relieved. But that obviously came first, so no podcasts for a while. But anyway, that's the reason why I'm late, but I've got some more news, and I'll tell you that later on after we've got some more tracks. I did only go to one concert with my father. He was not of the same sort of musical taste as myself, but one thing we did agree on was Gypsy Jazz, and we went to see Stefan Grappelli, not with Diz Dizzly, because, oh, actually it was with Diz Dizzly, because what's the other fellow? Django Reinhardt was dead by then, but with the Diz Dizzly trio, sometime in the late 70s, and we had a marvellous time. So this is a track in remembrance of him. The band is called Amiranush, and they play some nice Gypsy Jazz with a track called What Now? Thank you. stuff. Amaranush is the title of the band. Have I played something by them before? I can't remember. A-M-E-R-A-N, Amaran, O-U-C-H-E, ush.com is where you'll find them. That was a track called What Now? Picked that up from Story Amp. Rather nice. You did sort of remind me of a happy time with my dad. Long time ago, actually. Long time ago, but it was still a happy memory, and I've got lots of those to hang on to. So there we go. Right, well, there's a new album out featuring Volphonique. You can find Volphonique at soundcloud.com for Volphonique from Montpellier in France, of course. You must have heard of him by now. I've played him a lot on the show. This is a track called L'amour est en fond d'ombre.
Come on.
Beautiful stuff. Do love Volfonic. He's been around in my head and in my heart for a long time. Volfonic, V-O-L-F-O-N-I-Q, soundcloud.com/Volfonic is where you'll find him. L'amour est un fondable is the title of that particular track. It comes from a compilation out on LCL Records. Libricom Lair is the title. They've changed the name over time. I can't remember which is the one. Libricom Lair is the new thing. LCLweb.org is the easiest way to find it. Definitely worth checking out. Staying in France, there's a new album out by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. It's a reworking of some of their previous tracks. I think they've got some completely new stuff coming out soon. I'm looking forward to that when that comes out. This is a new version of Lewis Ling, Anarchist. Love that band. I really want to see that band someday. Someday I might do it. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Lewis Ling Anarchist, not Anarchist. Lewis Ling and the Bombs.bandcamp.com from the new album called Songs for a Tear Gas Sunset. Marvellous stuff. I got that from directly from Josh and the band. Lovely stuff. Just love it. It's just magical. Just magical. Really good. Now let's move on to Marley. By an artist or a couple of artists there. Basenku Kuyate and Ngoi Ba, and this is a track called Musko Fanga.
Thank you.
Musso, not Musco, Musso Fange, I think is how they're pronouncing it there, by Basaku Kuyate and Ngoyi Ba, both from Mali. And you can find out more about Baseko Kuyake at BasekoKuyake.com. That's BasekoKuyate. Baseko Kuyake. Marvellous. Got that from StoryAmp. Of course, I do a lot of that sort of stuff. Really good. Now, we've had quite a few French stuff before. We've had LCL Records. Here's the other one. This is ODG Prod on Dubground or Original Dub Gathering, depending on how you pronounce it. This is Thriakis Dub Destroyer. Thriakis Dub Destroyer featuring Maggie Macarons. And the track is called The Wild Track. So never stop the music, please, sir.
Big up at ODG Productions. Yes, man.
pick up those ODG productions. Definitely, ODG can be found at odgprod.com, based out of Paris and France, as is Thriakis Dub Destroyer. You can find them at soundcloud.com/ Thriakis Dub Destroyer. Thriakis is spelled Thriakis, and then Dub Destroyer, all one word. Featuring Mackie Macarons on books, I think, there. And that was a track called The Wild Track. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, I'm going to go to Cuba. An artist called Hola Fresca. And the track is called La Mano del Rumbero.
Sal de la experiencia y mira bien que no todo en la vida, mamá, te lo explica la ciencia. Lo bueno de la vida, corazón, no se logra fácilmente. Eso es así como la caña con el tiempo se convierte en agua. De la mano de rumbero es el cuero de su tambor. Y el cuero de ese tambor es la mano de ese rumbero. Es algo de belleza, ve las flores de la historia resplandentes. En ese ritmo del solar, fundamento elemental llamado guaguancó. La mano de rumbero es el cuero de su tambor. Y el cuero de ese tambor es la mano de ese rumbero.
¡Abre paso, mi gente!
Exigente, lo que trae más fino que un buen aguardiente.
Abre camino pa' ese rumbero, pa' que toque.
Es que tú sabes que yo me curo con rumba, de la cuna a la tumba me curo con rumba.
Abre camino pa' ese rumbero, pa' que toque su cuero.
Te esperan a ti, rumbero, pa' que toque tu cuero. We'll be right back.
caliente que pone la gente a gozar.
Que suene el tambor.
Ay, que la rumba buena de Pojo Profundo.
Que suene el tambor.
Ay, para ti, para mí, para todo el mundo.
Que suene el tambor.
Y dale la mano a ese hermano rumbero.
Que suene el tambor.
Y tú aprenderás y sentirás ese cuero.
Que suene el tambor.
Nice, very nice. Hola Fresca is the artist, holafresca.com, and that was a record La Mano del Rumbero from Cuba, and that was picked up from Story Amp. I'm sure you could tell the Cuban influence on that one. Marvellous, marvellous sound. Really good. Right, it's last track time, and just before I go, I do want to sort of give you some a sort of heads up as well. I've put it out on the blog, but I'm not going to show whether all of you actually sort of read the blog as much as sort of consume the podcast. I'd made a decision a while, before my actually dad had passed away, but I made a decision a while that I think when I got to 500 podcasts for PCP, I would retire PCP. I think it's been a good show. It's gone, well, I almost retired it in 2010, and then came back, and it just came back even stronger. I don't think that's going to happen again, and I think, you know, 9.5 years is going to be... I thought about going out at 500, thought about going out at 10 years, and I thought, well, actually, I just want to go out sooner rather than later, but I want to enjoy the last 10 episodes, as it were. So it will be the end of an era, but it will be the end of a good era. I'm intending to keep going with the Dubstep Zone for a while. I'm not sure how long I will keep that one going, because the dubstep is changing, and I'm not quite sure I'm sort of as happy with the sounds that you get these days. They're a little bit too passé, I think. So I'm finding it more and more difficult to get tracks that I really want to play on the Dubstep Zone. But we'll see how it goes. And of course, the Dub Zone is my favourite in many ways, because it's my favourite type of music still. And I do enjoy it, and it's the only podcast I actually sort of consume myself, really, because once these podcasts I've done, I very rarely listen to them again. But the Dub Zone is one that I keep, because I'll be lying on a beach, you know, in a few weeks' time, and I'll be listening to dub, and that will just be my idea of heaven. So that's where I that's why I live, as it were, in the dub, which is a good thing. It's a good place to be, and I will continue with that. So I'm not going to sort of die out as a podcaster per se. I may do something different. I may put some more stuff on Bandcamp. I may do... I've not got a clue. You know what I'm like. I tend to say make statements, and then I sort of reverse those decisions after a little while. So I may come back with PCP. I just don't know. I just wait and see. I'd like to leave PCP on a very big high. I have a plan for that. You'll find out what it is on PCP 500. But this has been PCP 491, the countdown to the end, as it were. The last track I've got for you today is called Weeping Willow, by Aligning Minds. You can find Aligning Minds at soundcloud.com/Aligning Minds. This track features Born Infinite, and Aligning Minds are based out of Asheville and Baltimore in the US. They're a duo. Obviously, Born Infinite is somebody else. Picked this up from Bandcamp, and I think it's rather wonderful. So I hope you enjoy it. Come back in a week's time for 492, and enjoy the countdown towards the end of PCP at PCP 500. See you soon, folks.
Thank you.